Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. A great blessing that flows from God upon all of us creatures here below is the gift of our Blessed Mother. I'm grateful that tonight I've been invited by Canons Huberfeld and Matthäus to speak about our Blessed Mother under her titles of spiritual vessel, vessel of honor, and singular vessel of devotion. These are attributes sometimes referred to as advocates, advocations, which are spoken of Mary in the Litany of Loretto. In each of these attributes, the word vessel is mentioned. One definition for vessel is this: a vessel is a person into whom some quality is infused. For example, with our Blessed Mother, the quality of grace is lavishly infused within her. When the angel Gabriel first greeted Mary, he said, "Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you." And when the angel further disclosed the events that would occur, Mary said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." With that response, Mary demonstrated that she was a true vessel of the Lord. The Litany of Loretto has an interesting structure. It begins with several attributes that refer to Mary as Mother, Mother of Christ, Mother Most Pure, Mother of Good Counsel, and so forth. And following this, we have some advocations that are applied to Mary, which highlight her role in salvation history. Among those, we find the three that are highlighted this evening: the Vas Spirituale, the spiritual vessel; the Vas Honorabile, the vessel of honor; and the Vas Insigne Devotionis, the singular vessel of devotion. I've mentioned the Latin for a specific reason. The word vessel that we use in English is a translation from the Latin word vas, which in turn was a translation from the Greek term skeuos, which really means, in Greek, an instrument or a tool. So with that in mind, when we refer to Mary as the spiritual vessel, if we think back to the Greek meaning from which we derived the English term vessel, we should think of Mary as the instrument. That's the Greek. She's the instrument that God used to bring forth the Son of God into this world. Mary was the instrument of the Holy Spirit with regard to the incarnation of Christ. The Catechism of the Catholic Church mentions how Mary cooperated with the Holy Spirit and expresses it this way: "With and through the Holy Spirit, the Virgin conceives and gives birth to the Son of God." That phrase, "with and through the Holy Spirit," is the way of saying that Mary was the Holy Spirit's instrument, going back to the Greek meaning of the term. That's why Mary is called the spiritual vessel or the spiritual instrument, because she was the instrument, the vessel of the Holy Spirit in giving us the Son of God. The next advocation, which we are looking at tonight, refers to Mary as the vessel of honor. A starting point to help us better understand this title might be for us to look at the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, where Paul speaks about vessels. Here's what St. Paul wrote, or what St. Paul said: "In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earthenware, and some for noble use, some for ignoble. If anyone purifies himself from what is ignoble, then he will be a vessel for noble use, consecrated and useful to the master of the house, ready for any good work." The Latin translation for St. Paul's phrase, where he said vessel of noble use, is vas honorem. And in the Litany of Loretto, Mary is referred to as the vas honorabile, the vessel of honor. So in other words, Mary is the vessel for noble use. And again, using the words of St. Paul, Mary was useful to the master of the house. Christ Jesus is the master of the house, and Mary is the vessel of honor, who in a noble way served as the instrument to bring the Lord Jesus into this world. The third advocation that uses the term vessel is where Mary is called the singular vessel of devotion, or in Latin, the vas insigne devotionis. The word devotion in this context refers to a person's total dedication to the service of God. When Mary said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord," she was expressing her total dedication to the service of God. In those words, Mary showed that she was the singular vessel, being the only one whom God would choose in bringing forth his son, and she was the singular vessel of devotion, offering her total dedication to the service of God. The three titles attributed to Mary that we are reflecting upon tonight remind us of the privilege that was given to Mary. Firstly, the privilege of her being chosen by God to be the spiritual vessel, meaning that she was the instrument of the Holy Spirit in the incarnation of our Lord. Secondly, she was the vessel of honor, meaning that she was an instrument chosen for the noble purpose of carrying Jesus within her and bringing him into this world. Thirdly, she is the singular vessel of devotion, meaning that only she, in a singular way, was chosen for this wonderful task, and she accepted the task by offering her devotion, her total dedication to the service of God. I'll conclude with words spoken of our Blessed Mother by Pope Pius IX, who wrote, "God enriched her so wonderfully from the treasury of his divinity, far beyond all angels and saints, with the abundance of all heavenly gifts, that she should show forth such fullness of innocence and holiness, than which a greater under God is unthinkable, and which beside God no one can even conceive in thought." In saying these words, the Holy Father was reminding us that whatever virtue and holiness is found in the angels and in the saints, it is present in our Blessed Mother in an immeasurably higher degree. Tonight we can praise God, from whom all blessings flow, and tonight we can give thanks to God for the blessing of our Blessed Mother, the spiritual vessel, the vessel of honor, and the singular vessel of devotion. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.